USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The oldest men's clothing retailer in America now filing for bankruptcy. Brooks Brothers lawyers filed for bankruptcy protection today as the 202-year-old firm is still looking for a buyer. The coronavirus pandemic complicating a sales process that actually began last year for the iconic company, which boasts of having dressed 40 U.S. presidents and countless investment bankers. Meanwhile, another big clothing company is cutting jobs, as correspondent John Hunt reports.
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump says his administration will be putting pressure on governors nationwide to reopen K through 12 schools this fall, despite the continuing pandemic.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
Speaking yesterday at the White House, the president said he doesn't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. And in his remarks, Vice President Mike Pence said there's no substitute for in-class learning. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump had announced in May that the U.S. would be terminating its partnership. He said the WHO had failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms he's been calling for. Wall Street stocks opening slightly higher after a big drop just before yesterday's closing bell. So far this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been up about 0.2%. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Colorado State University researchers are predicting an active hurricane season this year. The latest forecast showing 20% higher named storms this year. They predict that 9 of them will become hurricanes and 4 of them will become major hurricanes. The last time CSU had predicted this many named storms was in 2005. 5 men rescued and now safe after their boat capsized in the Long Island Sound. It was approximately 4:40 yesterday afternoon Eastern when the 911 call came in regarding an incident just off the coast of Crab Meadow Beach. 3 passengers who were wearing life vests were able to swim to a nearby beach, and officers threw a flotation device to the remaining 2 men who were not wearing life jackets. And home buyers appear to be rushing back into the mortgage market as interest rates hit another new low. Applications for loans to buy homes were 33% higher last week than they were a year ago, and are 5% higher than the week before. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell by 3 basis points to 3.26% in this latest report. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. Again, that's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.